The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
"Sorry to bug you," wrote a reader, "but my brother-in-law, a senior banker at Goldman, wants a bad business book for Christmas, and I thought you might have some ideas. Surely there's an opportunity here for a bad business book award. The sector deserves it. Best regards." And then his name. My first thought was that people give each other pretty odd things for Christmas. I remember one year my mother-in-law was given a crocheted flamenco doll with a skirt designed to fit perfectly over a loo roll to remove any risk of embarrassment that a naked loo roll might cause. While it's hard to know why anyone would want a crocheted loo roll cover, it's harder still to know why anyone would want a bad business book. In particular, one wonders, A, why a senior Goldman banker has asked for such a thing, and B, whether it's responsible to give him one. Haven't bankers had enough bad ideas about business recently without encouraging them to have more? My second thought was that, yes, I have plenty of ideas about bad business books, and yes, the sector definitely deserves an award. Every year, many thousands of business books are published, most of which seem to be piled all around me in the office, in crates, on desks, on the floor, falling out of cupboards, so on. Of these, almost all are bad, some exceedingly so. The blame for this lies in both the content and the style. The content is generally dire, as the big business points tend to be obvious and the small ones tend to be dull. The style is bad too, as writers who are really good at writing generally prefer writing about love and death than about cash flow and beta coefficients. Many of the business books that surround me wear their badness on their sleeve. Last week, a book arrived in the office with the title "Waging War on Complexity Cost. Reshape Your Cost Structure, Free Up Cash Flows and Boost Productivity by Attacking Process, Product and Organisational Complexity." I found myself so weakened by the title, I couldn't even open the cover to see what was inside. If the authors really want to wage war on complexity, the title might have been a good place to start. Some books aren't just bad, they're dangerous too. Happy at Work, Happy at Home, by Caitlin Friedman and Kimberly Yorio, has on its cover a slim young woman in a pink cardi holding a baby who is laughing prettily. With her spare hand, she's typing on her laptop. This is downright irresponsible. Working when you're in charge of children is never happy, unless the child is either fast asleep or awake, but plugged into Modern Warfare 2 on their PlayStation 3. A more seriously bad book is Edward de Bono's Think Before It's Too Late. De Bono's view appears to be that since the ancient Greeks, no one has done any proper thinking, with the exception of de Bono himself. Unfortunately, judging from the contents page, it's already too late for him to do any fresh thinking. He's merely rehashed all his old stuff about lateral thinking and six thinking hats. De Bono isn't the only writer of business books who thinks that the ancients have a role to play. Another contender for my 2009 prize is called Socrates in the Boardroom, which is a very boring book that turns out to have nothing to do with either Socrates or boardrooms, but it is about why top research universities should be led by scholars. The book isn't doing terribly well. It's number 362,135 on Amazon.com, which is a shame, as I can see mileage in further books in the same series. Socrates in the Kitchen, Socrates in the Bedroom, and Socrates in the Downstairs Loo. Although all of these books are bad, none is as bad as Who Killed Change by Ken Blanchard. The story is a witty whodunit, featuring a Columbo-style detective investigating the murder of someone called Change, and who interviews suspects called earnest urgency, Claire communication, and Peter performance management. Laboured, tired, moronic, and utterly tedious, this little volume leads to the following conclusion, written out in big writing on the last page. Change can be successful only when the usual characters in an organisation combine their unique talents and consistently involve others in initiating, implementing and sustaining change. Well, I don't know about that, but I do know that I think the banker brother-in-law would be very happy to find this book in his Christmas stocking.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.